The relationship between religion and science has not always been a smooth one. That said, there are times when it all seems to come together perfectly, especially in the field of quantum mechanics, which attempts to describe nature at the smallest atomic and even subatomic scales. The current working model of physics states that there are four fundamental forces of nature: gravity, electromagnetism, and the weak and strong forces between atoms. Now, scientists claim they have observed a fifth force of nature that could transform our understanding of how the universe works. Researchers at the Hungarian Academy of Sciences have revealed results that could show it in action. They saw an excited, decaying helium atom emit light when the particles split in a strange way that could not be explained by the current understanding of physics. The new particle they called X17, which scientists claim could connect our visible world with dark matter, an invisible substance thought to make up more than 80% of the universe's mass. If their tests prove accurate, the discovery could completely upend our understanding of how the universe works. In other words, we would have to reconsider how everything is related to each other, connected together, and in communication with itself in a way that seems to resemble the old occult alchemical concept of ether. Some of who we today call pagans believe God to be diffused throughout all things. The Zohar explains the term Ein Sof as follows. And I quote, "Before he gave any shape to the world, before he produced any form, he was alone, without form, and without resemblance to anything else. Who then can comprehend how he was before the creation? Hence, it is forbidden to lend him any form or similitude, or even to call him by his sacred name, or to indicate him by a single letter or a single point." Honorary 33rd degree Freemason Manly P. Hall said, and I quote, "The Kabbalists conceive of the supreme deity as an incomprehensible principle to be discovered only through the process of eliminating, in order, all of its cognizable attributes. That which remains when every knowable thing has been removed is Ein Sof, the eternal state of being. Although indefinable, the absolute permeates all space. Abstract to the degree of inconceivability, Ein Sof is an unconditioned state of all things. Substances, essences, and intelligences are manifested out of the inscrutability of Ein Sof, but the absolute itself is without substance, essence, or intelligence." Ein Sof was referred to by Kabbalists as the most ancient of all the ancients. It was always considered as sexless. Its symbol was a closed eye. According to the Kabbalah, Ein Sof Or is the limitless light, an empty, black, silent void that expands itself into boundless proportions, filling itself with metaphysical substance various philosophers have named luminiferous ether, or an electromagnetic azoth. This liquid light substance is an invisible electromagnetic radiant energy. Its vibratory emanations are far too subtle to be perceived by or through any of our dense senses. Being an invisible black light, 6,000 years ago, the high priests of ancient Egypt declared, "Behold, our God is a black God, too brilliant for mortal eyes." Of course, this was not meant in the context of skin color, but referencing what in alchemy is known as the prima materia, or materia prima, the first matter, the omnipresent starting material required for the creation of the Philosopher's Stone, or, in a biblical perspective, the darkness that existed before God said, "Let there be light," the blackness from which light itself is born from, the Great Mother. This might help to explain not only the Black Osiris, but also the Black Madonna, the Black Kali, and other deities associated with darkness. That said, the White Osiris is the manifest physical universe we perceive and which the Bible calls day. Modern physicists now declare physical substance fundamentally to be comprised of a light substance in vibration. They have yet to declare just what this light vibration might be, however. The smallest physical particle for years has been known as the quark. More recently, an even smaller particle has been postulated, and this science has labeled dark matter. Ein Sof Ur is that dark matter. The night, or dark matter, is the ocean of black liquid light, a living, omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent substance permeating every aspect of all manifest and unmanifest levels of experience. It is absent nowhere, filling all space, filling mineral, vegetable, animal, human kingdoms, and kingdoms beyond. A continuing emanation. Every point exudes its own light and life. Alchemists call this their universal first matter, universal mercury. This is the substance of creation from no thing. The Hindu equivalent to Ein Sof Ur is Mula Prakriti, the root matter. Alchemists from all periods have given it any number of different names, but the principle, one designation, has always been simply water, but a permanent water. The alchemical symbol for water is an inverted triangle, which resembles a cup or glass, and represents the generative forces of the womb, common in Wiccan or Luciferian ideology. Christianity does not have a monopoly on the term Lucifer, nor on its definition. The Christian concept and definition of the term Lucifer is merely the latest in a long line of definitions and interpretations of this pre-Christian term. Lucifer literally means light bringer, light bearer, bringer of dawn, shining one, or morning star. The word has no other meaning. Historically and astronomically, the term morning star has always been applied to the planet Venus. It only appears in the King James Bible once. The word Lucifer was added in this edition, where in Isaiah it says, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning?" While this line stirs up a lot of controversy, we can get a better understanding of its context from another high-level Mason, Eliphas Levi, author of The Mysteries of Magic, who says, quote, "What is more absurd and more impious than to attribute the name of Lucifer to the devil, that is, to personified evil? The intellectual Lucifer is a spirit of intelligence and love. It is the Paraclete. It is the Holy Spirit, while the physical Lucifer is the great agent of universal magnetism." In her book, The Secret Doctrine, Helena Petrova Blavatsky says, quote, "Lucifer represents life, thought, progress, civilization, liberty, independence. Lucifer is the Logos, the serpent, the savior." Another 33rd degree Mason, Albert Pike, is quoted as saying, "Lucifer is divine and terrestrial light, the Holy Ghost, and Satan at one and the same time." In this context, the light bearer is not a person with a pointy tail in a fiery pit, but a force of nature which has potential for what, from our perspective, could be defined as good or evil, rather than a devil with a pitchfork made popular in contemporary movies and cartoons. The mystery school religions taught that divinity is dual, acknowledging both the light and dark aspects of creation. In his book, Morals and Dogma, Albert Pike once again says, quote, Lucifer, the light bearer, strange and mysterious name to give to the spirit of darkness. Lucifer, the son of the morning, is it he who bears the light and with its splendors intolerable blinds the feeble, sensual, or selfish souls? Doubt it not. Another proponent of this line of thought is author and honorary 33 degree Mason, Manly P. Hall, who said, quote, when the Mason learns that the key to the warrior on the block is the proper application of the dynamo of living power, he has learned the mystery of his craft. The seething energies of Lucifer are in his hands, and before he may step onwards and upwards, he must prove his ability to properly apply this energy. So Venus, the morning star, ushered in the light of the sun. I want to stress that these ancient people did not literally worship the sun as a being, per se, but as the ultimate symbolic representation of light and of fire, but not any flame, symbolic of an astral flame or etheric fire. This secret fire is at the inner core of the mystery school religions, similar to the concept of the black sun philosophy that some of you may have heard about. The word Lucifer simply means light bearer and is a Latin name for the planet Venus in its morning appearances, as it's the first visible bright star one sees before the sun rises. In a mythological and religious context, it is associated with a variety of goddesses, which all are aligned with the planet Venus. One of the symbols associated with the goddess is called the Rose of Venus, or the Pentagram of Venus, because every 8 years, it makes a pentagram shape in the sky when you trace its orbit. It is also why goddesses such as the Sumerian Inanna or the Babylonian Ishtar is represented by an 8-pointed star for the 8 years. So the number 5 and the number 8 is closely associated with Venus and therefore the goddess. I'd also like to point out that for every 8 Earth years, Venus goes around the sun 13 times. And the number 13 is also associated with the lunar cycle, another goddess affiliation, and why the number has been deemed as evil, unlucky, or in some cases banned outright. The word Satan means adversary, and from the perspective of the patriarchal civilizations, the secrets of the goddess were to be demonized and hidden, which is what was behind things like the burning of the witches and genocide of the Cathars, who were Gnostics. And gnosis just means knowledge or wisdom, but not the kind from books, but the enlightenment that comes from sacred union with a goddess. The imagery of a horned deity can be traced back to the god Pan, where we get the term for horny from, as he was also affiliated with carnal acts, which is part of the goddess mysteries. So you'll come to find that much of what is called evil or forbidden, including in the Garden of Eden, is because it hides a valuable treasure, which I've covered extensively in my books and prior videos concerning chi, ki, prana, vril, which are all names for transmuted life force energy, the guarded secret at the heart of internal alchemy. The infamous ceremonial magician Aleister Crowley said, quote, the devil is, historically, the god of any people that one personally dislikes. This serpent, Satan, is not the enemy of man, but he who made gods of our race, knowing good and evil. He bade know thyself and taught initiation. He is the devil of the book of thought, and his emblem is Baphomet, the androgen, who is the hieroglyph of arcane perfection. He is therefore life and love. In closing, Albert Pike also wrote of this guarded occult secret, saying, quote, there is in nature one most potent force, by means whereof a single man who could possess himself of it and should know how to direct it, could revolutionize and change the face of the world. Ave, Ave Dominus. My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an anthropologist. My published work is available on Amazon and through all other major book outlets. If you'd like to support my work, you can do that through patreon.com. There should be a link in the description. Please subscribe for future updates. Leave your thoughts below. Have a wonderful weekend, and I hope to see you again soon.